Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yo, let's do this. Can't you feel the week turn toward the second half?
No doubt.
I just want to get this off my chest real quick. We're having a good time this week, and everybody can sort of feel the holiday coming, right? It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. Get your shopping days. It's great. The Warriors need some rest. And it's great the Niners got some rest. I woke up today. I'm like, anybody going to play a game anytime soon?
I mean, please.
Like, what, right? We had those Warrior games over the weekend. It's like a whole, I didn't even notice this on the schedule. Like, dude, we get no games.
Right.
We get no games.
It's a sports desert.
I'm having like COVID flashbacks this week. I'm going home and having to talk to people. It's rough out there.
And much like COVID, soccer or football, if you want to partake, is still hitting really nice.
Yep.
We had Champions League today, so if you really need your fix of, I don't know, something,
no, but that doesn't,
you can watch like grown European men kick the ball and fall down.
No, there's some, I don't mean that there's not stuff, but there's not fandom stuff. There's
right,
nothing I'm a fan
much
of.
Much like COVID, where I became a fan of
Last Dance.
Of Union Berlin, right. Because the Bundesliga was the only league that actually was playing that in the KBO.
KBO, yes.
KBO, Last Dance, and the Bundesliga.
People were betting Korean baseball at
yes.
2 in the morning. It was crazy.
So you're watching German soccer, Korean baseball, and even cornhole wasn't even happening. So
cornhole.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of what this week has been, though, Mark.
Yeah, so anyway, like Thursday night football will, for me, kind of count, even though it's just the Buccaneers and the Falcons.
And but, the pick is in.
Oh, you sound very hesitant, lacking
defeated?
Confidence. Yeah.
Deflated.
You sound
fade.
Downtrodden.
Wait a minute, you know what you sound like right there. What was the name of my, I changed the name of my fantasy team the last week for you.
The Mopey Donkeys.
You sound like a Mopey Donkey.
Fade.
Yes, which is also known as a sad A blank blank.
Yeah,
I don't even know if I could say that. I probably can.
You sound like someone who doesn't,
oh,
like you want to You want to call in sick tomorrow?
I might.
Wow.
The sick is in. The pick is in.
Man.
Your boy's on a little bit of a skid.
I can make you feel better.
Please.
That has nothing to do with picks.
Oh.
It has to do with your job as a professional interviewer.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I've never been called that before.
I thought you nailed one with Steve Kerr yesterday.
Thank you.
I thought you nailed one. All of us, and if you were listening yesterday at 5 o'clock, Steve Kerr came on, and everybody in the room, and I can only imagine some of you all listening, were a bit, I don't know if taken aback is too strong, but we certainly noticed that Steve did not hold back at all. He was very, like, keep it real about the situation surrounding Jonathan Kuminga. And so we're going to play a little bit of it for you all, and we can sort of pull it apart and figure it out. But there was one thing in particular that stood out to me, and it was coming off of a question that you asked, and I'm going to be straight honest with you. I'm sitting here in the room with you, and as you're asking it, a thought goes through my head. I go, this is a good question, but Steve ain't answering that. He's not answering that.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a loaded question.
Yeah, like, and
that's a good question.
Obviously, we know Steve.
I don't care.
Like, Steve is, he's not going to just be like, I'm sorry, Dan, I'm not going to answer that. So,
Steve, did we lose you?
Steve is brilliant. Like, he's going to say something, but I was like, it's kind of like, hey, John Lynch, is Brandon Ayuk playing this year? Well, we're sir open to it, Bobby.
Right.
Like, no, you're right. Not. Like, I thought Steve was going to give you one of those, and he didn't. He answered it, and I was like, I'm actually shocked that more has not been made of this since 5 o'clock last night, because to me, this feels maybe not a death blow, but my gosh, it's close. It's so close, because this isn't even about fit. It's not even about a basketball player. It's about the way someone's wired. And that, to me, is unchangeable. We can learn things, but don't try to change people with the way they're wired. If you've ever been married, don't try to change people with the way they're wired. It's going to blow up in your face every time.
Yep.
So check this out. And the reason for Dibs's question was because Pat Spencer had come on Steiny and Goo earlier in the day and sort of coined a phrase, I think. He had said, we call ourselves the Be Ready Crew. Did I get that right? The Be Ready Crew?
Stay Ready, yeah.
Stay Ready? Sorry. Whatever.
Yep.
The Stay Ready Crew. Pat Spencer, TJD. You know the characters that are over there at the end of the bench. So with Jonathan getting a DNP over the weekend, you asked Steve, could Jonathan be a part of the Stay Ready Crew? And listen to this exchange. This has the question in it, and listen to what Steve says.
Pat Spencer joined Steiny and Guru earlier today, and he talked about being part of the Stay Ready Crew, where you just never know when you were going to tab them to come in and play. Is Jonathan Kuminga cut out to be one of those Stay Ready guys in case that he happens to fall out of the rotation?
Well, you know, he's obviously a guy with a lot of ambition, which I love. He wants to be a star. He's got the ability that, you know, that gives him that hope and gives us that hope. But there has to be a, you know, consistent level of play in order to achieve that. And, you know, you've seen Jimmy really take him under his wing this year. And I love that what the veteran players have done, Draymond and Steph. And, you know, they're all really fighting for him in his corner. So the potential is there. But it's there has to be a level of consistency, especially at this level. I mean, we're talking about the best basketball league in the world. And so the consistency has to be there for us. And, you know, if it's not there, then it makes it much more difficult for me to give him consistent minutes and give him starts. So that's what we're asking for, is a more consistent level of production.
Okay. As per usual with someone who I think is as comfortable in his own skin as Steve Kerr, you can often gather the entire answer from the first second and a half of his response. So It's kind of like that playful thing we've always done. You know, when I like, hey, and I can't even remember what the question was, but it was like, it was something along the lines last year of, do you think that Jonathan can fit with this?
Right.
And he's I do, but
watch the first 2 seconds of his response to you. Granny, you want me to hit it again? Okay. Granny's going to just the first 2 seconds. Listen.
Pat Spencer joined Steiny and Guru earlier today, and he talked about being part of the Stay Ready crew, where you just never know when you were going to tab them to come in and play. Is Jonathan Kuminga cut out to be one of those Stay Ready guys in case that he happens to fall out of the rotation?
Well, you know.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
he sighed. He sighed.
Yep.
Well, and then he goes into the aspirations that Jonathan has. And yep. You know what those are, by the way.
And Jimmy, it's an aspiration sensation.
Exactly.
And also the fact that Jimmy has taken him under his wing. Right. And that's also important.
So there's nothing wrong with all of that. And I know, by the way, I see your text. Like, someone's like, is this going to be a full another day of Jonathan Kuminga? Actually, no, it's not.
No.
It's not going to be a full another day of Jonathan Kuminga. I'm not going to promise that Jonathan's name's not going to come up because, let me see, checks notes, it already has.
Yeah.
Right.
And all roads.
Yeah. And Greg Cosell's going to be on in 45 minutes, and we got some football stuff for you. We got, like, all kinds of things today. I do believe it's likely, not confirmed, it's likely, 5 o'clock hour. I'm going to leave names out of it right now, but somebody who plays basketball for the Golden State Warriors, probably going to be on the show. Don't forget that we've got, we got the jerseys and the keywords again every hour. And these are the final 4 hours, the final four keywords. We got a lot going on. But here's where my mind goes when I hear that, because that is clearly, to me, that's very damning. That's very damning if you are immediately saying that, no, we've got this player that we're having a hard time working with, and he's having a hard time getting into the game and getting consistent minutes. And then you ask him, well, is he wired to just sort of like totally be ready and be all about the team, even though it's not going the way he wants? And Steve clearly was like, not really. And I think that is a massive gut punch to any player. But what's my takeaway? My takeaway is this. You've clearly held on to him too long. I hear constantly, as do you, from fans who believe that Jonathan Kuminga has never really been given a chance. And I'm going to argue that he has been given too much of a chance. That's what I'm going to argue. This is year five. This is year five. And so the concept I'd love to get into is, how long is the right amount of time to stick with, whether it's a first-round draft pick or a no-round draft pick? How long is the right amount of time to stick with someone? Because I bet everybody can agree.
Yep.
You could have got more for him 2 years ago, no?
Maybe. I mean, but the salary was low, though, so I don't know what you could have gotten for him then based on the salary that you were going to send out. And so I think that they looked at it now, and they rolled the dice and thought, all right, we'll pay him 23, we'll pay him 24, and we can get $24 million back in player as long as he can be good and tradable.
Okay, so 888-957-9570. We're going to go through a bunch of people. Did you kind of keep him too long? Did you let him go too soon? Because to me, what that says right there is that the Warriors, whether they're right or not, they felt a certain way about Jonathan now for a few years, and they've held on to him. And it is now to everybody's detriment. Okay. Not only do we have the final chances to win the town jerseys, we've also, between 4:45 and 5:15 today, we got a Pat Spencer jersey to give away. More details on that, 957thegame.com. We'll lay all that out for you as the 2 o'clock hour unfolds. We're taking your calls right now, 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Greg Cosell, 45 minutes. If you want to win a Steph Curry, Draymond Green, or Jimmy Butler, the Town Brown jersey, we're giving out the keyword you need to text to 20357. Coming up here, the next 10, 15 minutes max. Okay?
Sounds good.
Keyword 2 o'clock hour. We'll do it once an hour for the rest of the show. Four more chances to qualify for these jerseys. And then a Pat Spencer jersey to boot between 4:45 and 5:15 this evening.
Yeah, throw that thing in there.
Toss that in the hopper. Yeah.
And the price going up, up, up.
Yeah.
You know?
So here's why that caught my ear for two reasons. What we just played for you and we'll play for you again. First of all, I think it's very, very eye-opening in terms of how the Warriors view this situation. And for me, that's what I'm getting at today. Like, I don't really care at this point to have another conversation about what each of us thinks about Jonathan and the situation. What's interesting to me is what the Warriors think about this. And I think I could easily argue that the only reason Jonathan still is getting chances is because he was the number 7 overall pick. And because he flies, and because he flashes, and all of these things. In other words, they've given him a very, very long leash through some frustration because he's a big-time athlete, and he's a big-time draft pick. Same thing happened this week, somewhat under the radar, with the San Francisco Giants. They absolutely, without argument, held on to Marco Luciano way too long. Because remember, they're evaluating behind the scenes. They know what they think. This is the advantage any organization has. You know your player better than everybody else. So you have to find the right time to either stick with or give up on a player. And you have to me, you got to weave into all of that. What does the rest of the league think? What might you be able to get for him? If you were out on Marco Luciano, then the Giants absolutely should have been looking to deal him 2 years ago. Because you could have really gotten the league interested. They hung on, He's got a cement on his hand type of a glove. And the next thing you know, they're releasing him outright.
Yeah.
And he's getting picked up by the Pirates for nothing.
And they got nothing for him. Yeah. They got nothing back. Even though he had his best year last year as a minor leaguer, he had 23 home runs and he drove in 66. He had an OPS of 749. Not great in a hitter-friendly league, but he did enough to where you could have at least pretended that you liked him and, you know, could have gotten something for him. And you're right about that. The Kuminga one for me is different because now he's making enough money to where you can trade him if you keep his value at a point where some team would want him. And I do think that there will be teams that want him just based on the fact that not all 29 other teams are run very well. So there's going to be a team, whether it's Sacramento or Brooklyn, somebody that's going to be completely enamored with the ha-ha, and they're going to think that, oh, man, we can use him the way they're not using him.
Maybe, yeah.
So I do think that he's got more of a trade value than Luciano did.
Oh, no doubt.
A guy who never even came in the bigs and did anything ever.
No doubt. But I think that intrigue that you're seeing from other teams, that you have to sort of like, and I'm not saying this is easy in the moment because everybody's emotionally attached and you don't want to make the wrong move. You don't want to give up on someone too early. You know, Zach Wheeler, you don't want to get rid of someone.
Kyle Harrison.
Yeah, you don't want it. Well, that one, that's TBD. I'm talking about you give up on someone and then they become a star. That's everyone's fear, right?
Sure.
You give up on someone. If Luciano, if he's playing left field for the Pirates in 2 years and hitting 30 bombs a year, we got a problem. You had a problem.
Yep.
Because that hurts. That hurts an organization. But I don't think that there's, and I understand the salary matching thing, there's no doubt in my mind that 2 years ago, you could have gotten the league really excited about a 21-year-old flying Jonathan Kuminga. If you had come to terms with the idea that you were out on him, and they didn't. And they weren't, and I understand that. But we're obviously on a fast track now to that being the wrong decision, holding on to him too long. And again, that's because he's a first-round draft pick. You know, like if Pat Spencer had come in these last four games and played like crap, then how much longer is his leash going to be? It's going to be very, very short.
Right.
Again, listen to this. So yesterday, this is with Dibs question, with Steve Kerr, following the Pat Spencer comment that he's part of the Stay Ready crew.
Pat Spencer joined Steiny and Guru earlier today, and he talked about being part of the Stay Ready crew, where you just never know when you were going to tab them to come in and play. Is Jonathan Kuminga cut out to be one of those Stay Ready guys in case that he happens to fall out of the rotation?
Well, you know, he's obviously a guy with a lot of ambition, which I love. He wants to be a star. He's got the ability that, you know, that gives him that hope and gives us that hope. But there has to be a, you know, consistent level of play in order to achieve that. And, you know, you've seen Jimmy really take him under his wing this year. And I love that what the veteran players have done, Draymond and Steph, and, you know, they're all really fighting for him in his corner. So the potential is there, but it's there has to be a level of consistency, especially at this level. I mean, we're talking about the best basketball league in the world. And so the consistency has to be there for us. And, you know, if it's not there, then it makes it much more difficult for me to give him consistent minutes and give him starts. So that's what we're asking for, is a more consistent level of production.
I mean, these conversations get political. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
I mean, did the 49ers, did they move on from Trey Lance at the right time?
Probably.
Or they wait too long.
I don't think they waited too long.
I got a fifth rounder for him.
Right, which is probably more than you would get now if he still was there.
That's like, fair.
I mean,
fair,
I think that what they got was way more than what I expected them to get. And a fifth round pick is not a lot.
Was it fifth or fourth?
I think it was fifth.
I thought it was a fourth, but when you say fifth, it actually resonates that actually was the right move. And you could look at James Wiseman in the similar way. And yeah, did they move off of James Wiseman too soon or too late? It was probably about where it was going to be. The interesting one for me, though, is Jordan Poole, where they got a fourth.
Fourth round pick.
I mean, that's awesome. That's a win.
Yes, that's a win. Yes, it is.
I believe the pick became Alec Mustafa eventually.
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
That's actually pretty slick.
That's a win for Lynch right
anyway,
there.
Anyway, as you were.
Oh, go ahead. Jordan Poole, like you traded Jordan Poole. Was it too soon or was it too late? It probably was right where it had to be because of everything else that took place. And you ended up attaching two picks to it and Baldwin Jr. and Ryan Rollins. And you got back Chris Paul. So the trade itself was a loss, but you did the deal when you did the deal because you kind of had to.
You got out from under the salary is what you got.
You did.
I know people still want to say.
But you took on Chris Paul, and then that turned into nothing.
For a year.
So, yeah, you ended up giving up two players, two picks for a Chris Paul rental, which, you know, got you nowhere.
Right.
So, but as far as your point about the timing.
It released the salary, though, that allowed you to get Jimmy Butler.
Right, but the timing of the trade was such that you kind of had no choice. This time with Kuminga, could you have done it a year ago, 2 years ago? Maybe, but now I do look at the same thing you're talking about with salary. The salary slot that you can get back is a real thing.
I mean, I look at this entire subject matter, and to me, it is very, very tied to, for example, what you and I have called draftism surrounding Brock Purdy. And here's what I mean by that. The reason I find Brock Purdy to be so polarizing is because there are so many people who still want to sort of massage their own original opinion. And I get this. This is very human being-esque. We all have an opinion, and we want it to be right. So when it starts getting proven wrong over time, we start looking for evidence of, no, it's still right. And so when Brock gets passed over a bunch of times and becomes a seventh-round draft pick, it's a very slow process for him to convince the world that he's actually good. And then there's the opposite. The reverse is true about first rounders. They will come in and you're like, that dude's going to rock this league. And it's a very slow process to the realization of, no, he's not. That's why a first rounder, Trey Lance, third team already. If Trey Lance had been drafted in the fifth round, do you want to know what he'd be doing right now? Not football.
I mean, he might be.
I doubt it.
He could be a practice squad guy or he could be a backup.
But you have to show something. If you're a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh rounder, when you come into camp, you have to show them something right now. You have to prove the original opinion wrong in order to stay. The opposite is true if you're a first, second, third rounder, whatever, or in NBA circles, a first rounder or maybe even just a lottery pick. You almost have to repeatedly prove them wrong before they're going to move on from you. So that's why I get to this point where I'm sort of done hearing from all the people who are like, gosh, they just won't give him a chance. I'm like, he's still here. And now he's making $23 million. They actually have been very stubborn to give up on him, is the argument I would make.
Well, they've been smart to not give up on him because you're not going to get anything back for him. If you trade him last year and you a sign and trade or whatever, you're going to get half the value. So at that point, you were pot committed, in my opinion. And if you really wanted to get something for him, you would assign him to an extension after year three and then traded him like you did Jordan Poole, which is why the Jordan Poole thing, even though it looks like a catastrophe. You give up two picks, two players, and you got Chris Paul. Big whoop, a salary slot. You still gave up more than you got back, and you could have done the same thing with Kuminga, but you didn't, and maybe because Kuminga didn't want to sign, or maybe you still thought that, hey, he's got that ha-ha. And the thing about Kuminga is, at his best, he gives you something that nobody else on your team can. At his best. He can do things that nobody else can do.
I'll agree with that.
And that's where it becomes so tempting.
It's intoxicating. Yep. There's no question. But I would go back even further than that. I don't think, like, you're talking about Jordan Poole, and that one was a situation where the whole league knew, boy, they're all in trouble there. Nobody's getting along, and there's a lot of tension. Go back to before the restricted free agency with Jonathan. Dude, people would have been very excited to acquire a 21-year-old with that kind of raw athleticism and intrigue attached to him. You probably would have been the team receiving the picks in return, especially because the salary was so low. You probably could, and I get why the Warriors didn't do it. I fully understand, but I'm also, like, I'm looking at now, and the bottom line is the bottom line. I can sit here and understand why you made the move, but the bottom line is the bottom line. You held on to him too long because now the value is going down. Now the questions are coming up, and we've even had those conversations with people in the know who are saying, you know, for example, Miles Turner, that came up a couple times this week.
Yep.
He makes only a couple million bucks more than Jonathan Kuminga. Guess what you would need to do now in order to
attach picks?
You've got to attach picks now.
Yep.
You're the one that's groveling for the deal as opposed to the other way around. That's all I'm talking about. This is a very inexact science with all of these situations. It's very tough. But when you're an early round draft pick, a team is very prone to holding on to you too long and giving you too many chances. And I base that not on your opinion or mine. I base it on theirs. That's what matters here. What matters is what does the organization think about the player? And Steve admitted to us yesterday, this has been going on for 3 years. They've been having these thoughts.
Right. I mean, Brandon Ayuk. Same thing where you held on to him too long. Yep. And so put aside the injury, although that is a big part of it, but you gave him a contract and he, you know, finally came in and he played about 3 or 4 good games and he got hurt. And then now his rehab was not to the point where you liked it. And so now you voided his deal and no one's going to trade for Brandon Ayuk at this point. So you're going to get nothing for him.
This has gone on almost seemingly at every trade deadline with the Giants that I can think of. You know, people will suggest, oh, you trade Mad Bum, trade Rodon, trade whoever, trade Robbie Ray because you're not going anywhere. And sometimes those things are proven absolutely correct. All right, let's do the 2 o'clock hour here. If you want to win a Steph Curry, Draymond Green, or Jimmy Butler, the Town Brown Warriors jersey, here is the key word for the 2 o'clock hour. It is Warriors. You remember that one? Text Warriors to 20357. Text Warriors to 20357 for your chance to win one of the 3 jerseys right now. We're going to be giving out a different keyword every hour. So that's this word, this hour's keyword. We'll do it again 3 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock hour, and 5 o'clock hour. This is the final day of the contest, and this is the final show of the contest. So text Warriors to 20357, and then we've got 3 more keywords coming at you. All of the details here at 957thegame.com. And again, we're adding into this whole thing a Pat Spencer jersey between 4:45 and 5:15. Greg Cosell's joining us in about 27 minutes.
It's exciting. Yeah, let's get ready for week 15. We're down to 64 games, Mark, in the NFL season. 64 regular season games, and then...
I hate when you do that,
I mean, it just... This is the one where it hurts, where... You get through all the bye weeks, and everybody's now played 13, and so everybody has 4 to go, and then you play your 4, and then we'll find out who's going to the playoffs, and then at that point, you've got 13 games, so we've got 64 games, and then 12 playoff, and then 1 Super Bowl, 77 games, and then it's, oh boy, okay, Warriors at Washington on a Wednesday, which we love.
No, because actually, we're going to come out of that NFL, and you know what it's going to be. It's trade deadline.
No doubt.
There's going to be some stuff going on.
Should
be. There's going to be some stuff going on.
Yeah, and I wonder if Jonathan Kuminga gets traded before or after the Super Bowl. Because the Super Bowl is before the deadline, but it's after JK Day.
That's a good prop bet.
Yeah, I wonder what you think.
It's not as good as the prop bets that came out yesterday with regard to Phillip Rivers.
Pretty fun.
My favorite one was his first completion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yardage.
Yep.
What's a bigger number? The first completion yardage or the number of kids that he has?
It's a good one. He has 10 kids. And the other one was his longest rushing carry or the number of grandkids he has, which is one.
That one's actually easy. That would be the number of grandkids that he has.
Yeah. You don't think he's gonna boogie for two?
Dude,
push him for a deuce.
That guy, who's the most immobile quarterback in the league right now? Who's the
Aaron
biggest
Rodgers?
Statue?
I mean, he's
makes Philip like. I mean, Philip makes Aaron look like Lamar Jackson.
Wow,
he was that way when he was young. Now he's 44. By the way, I do think he's going to start this weekend.
I don't think he's going to start this weekend.
I do. I think he's going to start for the Colts.
Looking at some reports, and a lot of people are saying, yeah, I mean, maybe next weekend, and. Maybe you go with you go with Leonard or you go with Rippon.
I think Leonard's hurt.
I mean,
I think
yeah.
he's hurt.
I don't know how hurt.
The
but
update today is that it looks like he's going to be available.
Available.
We'll see if they turn to him as the starter.
Where else
but,
are they going to turn?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's either Riley Rippon. Leonard or
yeah.
it's
yeah. I think Leonard. I think Leonard's going to be out. I think Riley Leonard's going to be hurt. But anyway, I actually want to talk to. Will you let Greg Cosell know? I don't know how quickly he can pull this. I'd love to ask him what he thought of Philip the last time Philip played. 5 years ago. How was he doing?
Possibly.
I mean, he can answer it possibly.
Well, he's obviously the best quarterback to ever play the game.
There you go. Speaking of holding on to things too long, good Lord, Philip Rivers, 44 years old, Colts quarterback. But anyway, 888-957-9570. We can keep chatting this out a little bit to the degree that I believe that is one of the hardest things, but one of the most important things for any organization to do as it's sort of assessing its talent. You have the added edge of knowing things that the rest of the world doesn't know, and you know how you feel, and you have to sort of blend that up against what you think the rest of the world feels. Because that's where I do. You can for sure agree with me on that, right? The rest of the NBA had probably a more interested view of Kuminga, for example, a year and a half, 2 years ago than they do now.
Even 9 months ago,
yeah,
when he was out there, you know, playing every game and he was starting and he was putting up, you know, 18 and 22 and he was really in the rotation, and it was before Jimmy came, and then he got hurt and he came back and it was DNPs, and then he really flashed in the playoffs in the four games that Steph was hurt, and they lost all four, and then everything happened in the summer and here we are today. So yeah, if you want to go back a year from today, the league probably thought, man, okay, he's coming into his own. Year four, here comes Kuminga, lottery pick, didn't play in any college. He had 1 year of the G League Ignite. And yeah, it's going to take him some time, but man, he's starting to really cook. And Kuminga, boy, it's somebody that many teams would want. And here we are a year later. And I don't know what the market's going to be. I do believe that there's a sucker born every day. And there's going to be at least one or two sucker GMs out there who are going to think, man, I can fix him.
They might be right.
Yeah, they might be.
Don't call them suckers yet.
Well,
they might be right. But
I think about Ryan Rollins, who went somewhere, and then he went to Milwaukee.
Went somewhere else.
And yeah, now in his second stop post-Warriors, now he's suddenly going to cook.
I mean, you know who we should bring into this conversation is Bryce Eldridge. And this is the thing. Like, we've watched it. I've watched it, I believe, with so many of our listeners, so many Warrior fans, still to this day with Jonathan Kuminga. You are emotionally attached, and you are happy drunk based on some of the sparkly skill sets that he has. And I completely understand it. I don't know that it is ever translated to what the Warriors need in terms of X's and O's in basketball. I don't know that it ever will. Maybe it will. Maybe that'll be somewhere else. But let's talk about Bryce Eldridge right now. Whenever you are some team's or your favorite team's number one sort of future hope, it is next to impossible to get the fan base to be in lockstep with you if you are trading that person. I think if you traded Bryce Eldridge right now, the fan base would go nuts, which is crazy because the fan base has actually never really even seen him play.
Right. Like, he might not be that great.
He is exactly what Luciano was 4 years ago. I mean, look at the recent history of the Giants' number one prospect. Not too good.
Right.
Not too good. And that's now Bryce Eldridge. But we've all decided he's going to be the next big thing. I don't know what the Giants actually at their heart of hearts think. But if they're not as high on him as the outside buzz, dude, deal him. Deal him. He's at the height of his trade power right now.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, unless he goes out and hits 35 home runs this year.
I don't know what they actually think.
Right.
You know? It's Warrior Wednesday. It's brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. 888-957-9570, the number. Cosell's 20 minutes away. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.